Closing arguments in the murder trial of a Metlakatla man accused of killing his aunt centered on intent. Both sides agree that 30-year-old William Buxton killed Leona Mealy early in the morning on September 29 by stabbing her multiple times in the chest, slitting her throat, and finally using a cast on his arm from a previous injury to pound a knife deep into her neck. District Attorney Steve West says that all shows Buxton meant to kill his aunt, and he's guilty of first-degree murder. But defense attorney Sam McQuarrie says Buxton could not have intended such an act because of his mental state at the time of the killing. The defense was not claiming insanity. Judge Trevor Stevens made that very clear when reading jury instructions. He also added that Buxton was not claiming self-defense or defense of others. West went first in closing arguments and gave a summary of what he says happened the morning of the murder, none of which the defense disputed. He says that Buxton went to his aunt's room and woke her up asking for cigarettes. Mealy refused, and that led to an argument. Buxton's mother helped resolve the fight, and the three of them went and watched television for a while. The two women then cooked some breakfast, which they all ate. Then Margie Buxton went back to the kitchen.
She was at the stove there when she heard a thump. She turned to look around behind her. Her sister was lying down on the ground. She wasn't moving. She went over to her sister, and Mr. Buxton then picked up the chair and was picking it up and getting ready to hit her with it. Mars Buxton grabbed it. There was a struggle. She may have kicked her sister, but she was able to get the chair from him. He then grabbed Miss Mealy, according to Miss Buxton, grabbed her by the, I think it was the shoulder area, pulled her into the kitchen, and then grabbed a knife and began stabbing her.
West says Mealy was stabbed 6 times in the chest area with injuries to the heart, lungs, and liver. He says the attack did not end there.
He tried to cut her throat a couple of times. The two cuts on the side of the necks and stuff weren't very deep. They were coming up superficial. However, this last one clearly shows an intent to kill. That picture by itself speaks more than 1,000 words. It shows that his intent was to kill Miss Mealy in this situation. When he took that knife and put it in her, he was also using his hand, the cast, as a hammer to pound it in.
West then talked about what's called lesser included charges, which are less serious crimes that the jury could consider if it didn't agree on the first degree murder charge. There were 3 of them: second degree murder, manslaughter, and criminally negligent homicide. While West wanted a guilty verdict on first-degree murder, defense attorney McQuarrie wanted negligent homicide. He argued that his client could not have intended to kill his aunt.
The question is what was Mr. Buxton's state of mind?
McQuarrie reminded the jury of earlier testimony from various witnesses that he says indicates Buxton was unable to form a conscious objective. Those witnesses said Buxton was talking about shadows nobody else could see, that he was one of the 4 horsemen, and that he was afraid of a globe in the hallway.
Remember when Miss Buxton testified? She stated that Mr. Buxton, on the morning, right there in the kitchen, when this incident took place, she stated that Mr. Buxton was growling in a voice that she had not heard before.
Because the state has the burden of proof, West was allowed to give a rebuttal argument after McQuarrie's statement. West says that intent can be formed by people with mental problems.
The fact that he thought his aunt was a witch or casting spells or something, that doesn't mean that he didn't know it was his aunt. He knew it was his aunt, and he tended to have killed her, his aunt. He said things to the statements like, to the police, "I stabbed her in the heart. I slit her throat. It wasn't somebody else. I did that," is what he was saying to the police.
West says that through his closing arguments, McQuarrie was aiming for an insanity defense for his client without actually claiming insanity. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.